and in Baxter in the Morning.
Good morning, K-Fine Country, and good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Good morning, David the Barrel Boy.
What's up, Double B?
Here we are on what is, technically Halloween.
Officially.
Technically, yeah.
Because here's the deal. There's a number of cities that came out and said that they've seen the forecast, and they know that October 31st, there's going to be rain. So a number of cities have declared today the day that we can all take our kids out and trick-or-treat.
Does someone actually say, "I declare"?
I believe in Jonesboro, it was Harold Perrin. And here's the way, here's the way this came to me. My wife says to me, "Did you see the news?" I'm like, "What's the news?" You know, because there's always news going on. And she said, "Harold Perrin says tomorrow's Halloween." I was like, wouldn't it be cool to be so powerful you can change the holidays?
He sits on the city square and he has his horn. Attention! Attention, my people! I declare Halloween tomorrow.
Man, isn't that awesome? I want to be the mayor just for that. I want to change all the holidays around. July the 4th, honk, honk. We're going to celebrate on July the 2nd. Wait a minute. We've actually done that before.
Oh, we did that this year, didn't we?
I just don't know if I'm ready for Halloween yet.
It does feel a little, it kind of messes with your mind a little bit.
Yeah, I just don't think we're prepared all the way for it.
Yeah,
I haven't bought candy.
Well, most people get the candy today, so it's like we're all kind of thrown off.
Well, Kai doesn't even have a Halloween pumpkin. You know how you carry stuff in like a pumpkin or a Halloween bag or something?
Yeah.
He doesn't even have that yet. Like, we thought we were going to get that today.
Oh, dude, you don't have a pumpkin yet?
Well, did you carry as a kid the big plastic pumpkin, or did you carry like the one that was covered in like a cloth material?
Oh, no. My mom made a bag, and we had like the same bag for years, but it was a Halloween bag.
Mm. You got to go get like the little 99-cent orange or purple one. One's pretty neat.
Like the little plastic bag?
Oh, yeah, dude. It's not even a bag. It's more like a carrier thing.
Is it considered Halloween if Kai goes out with Walmart sacks?
Yeah.
What? You can't do
Can
that.
Can you imagine if he has a Walmart sack for Halloween candy?
Let's get you caught up on what's trending with Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
All right, today is Tuesday, October the 30th of 2018, and cities across K-Fine Country are going to be celebrating Halloween tonight. Now, a significant amount of rain is expected to fall tomorrow, which has encouraged many city officials to allow children to trick-or-treat tonight.
The man suspected of sending pipe bombs to prominent Democrats kept a list of elected officials and others who investigators believe were intended targets.
And the Cleveland Browns have fired their head coach Hugh Jackson and offensive coordinator Todd Haley after a three-game losing streak that derailed a promising start to the season.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So it's technically not Halloween, but Halloween gets celebrated tonight across most of the area where cities are saying, hey, we know it's going to rain. Kids want to trick or treat. We got to make sure they get to do that. So here's what I was thinking. When we knew the rain was coming, before we knew that cities were going to try to spread the word that Halloween was moving, I was like, golly, we missed the boat on the trunk or treat stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because if we would have gone over the weekend, you know, we would have...
There was tons to do over the weekend.
Right. And then all of a sudden, now here we are, and I guess we're going to go through the neighborhoods. But it just makes you wonder, like, does everybody get the message? Do all people who are going to have their lights on know that today's the day? Or how can we spread the word to everybody that today's the day?
David could go door to door.
I don't know if going door to door at 6:20 in the morning is a very good idea. Just to let you know, Halloween is tonight.
Well,
keep
your lights on. You only have 67,000 houses to hit, so.
Well, yeah. I better get started then.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy though, right? Because what about the people who normally turn their outside lights on, but on Halloween turn them off because they don't have candy? But tonight, maybe they don't have kids, so they're not paying attention. And what's going to happen is they're going to turn the lights on like they do every single night, and people are going to be going, trick or treat! And they're going to be like, what?
You're going to hear the scurrying
around.
It's
no Halloween, get out of here!
So that's what's going to be happening. There could be that tonight.
Yeah.
And here I'm thinking, man, it's candy time. Like, we haven't even bought very many big bags of Halloween candy, but I remember as a kid, and there was like something that happened in the 80s where somebody put some dangerous materials into candy.
Right.
And I remember my mother and my grandmother using this as a scare tactic to allow us to hand over our Halloween bags. And my mom would pour out a pallet in the floor, and she would have our three little, whatever they were, plastic pumpkins, and she'd turn them over, and she'd go through the candy. And on the candy that she liked, she would open said candy to make sure there were no razor blades or needles or drugs in there.
Yeah, it's funny. My mom wanted to check all of the Mr. Good bars.
Yep.
Let's make sure all of the Mr. Good bars, those little ones.
Yep. Yeah. I know, because they're good.
You know what's funny to me? It's like, it's in the package. How exactly are they going to get a razor blade inside of the package and make it look normal?
Okay, like there legit was a story somewhere in the 80s that somebody, some bad guy, had gone in and carefully opened those candies, put stuff in the candy, and then sealed them back.
Are you serious?
True.
That's awful.
Like that happened in one place. Mm-hmm. But in Plano, Texas, it was a big fear because we were afraid it was going to happen to us.
Yeah.
Man, when I think back on those days, though, my mom so played us.
I think my mom, she never did anything like that. I think she was more of like the secret taker. So I would be asleep, and then I would wake up, and there would be less of the good stuff. And I was like, why are there only Tootsie Rolls in here? Or those little, like, silvery-looking jelly bean things.
Ugh.
Those are awful.
There's one city that's banned a certain candy, and they did it kind of as a joke, but they put on their Facebook page how people don't enjoy the candy. And I don't know what it even is, but it's the one wrapped up in the wax-looking paper, like the orange and the black wax-looking
paper. They're like the peanut butter chews. They have like little bursts of peanut butter in them.
Yeah, thank you to that city for banning
them. I like them.
Awful on your teeth. Like, your teeth are going to fall out when you eat that.
All candy is.
No, but I mean, this one pulls them out one by one.
That's nasty.
But the city posted, hey, we know nobody likes this candy. You're not allowed to hand this out on Halloween.
That's perfect. I love it.
Anyway, Halloween is tonight. We're celebrating by trick-or-treating tonight on October 30th.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, David, it is your time.
All right, here
David,
we go.
Are you ready?
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
So I know officially we're celebrating Halloween today, but it's not really Halloween yet, but we already have our first Halloween costume incident.
Uh-oh.
So there was a guy on Saturday. His name is Patrick. I'll call him Pat. He was dressed up as an inflatable dinosaur. We've all seen those before. Didn't Kai even have one a couple of years ago?
2 years ago, that was his costume.
Yeah, so those have been pretty prominent over the past couple of years. He decided to show up to a party dressed up as that. I think that's a little bit excessive, but hey, Pat can do what Pat wants to do. But as he got there, he is with his girlfriend. She says they have a strained relationship, and well, she was ready to leave. He wasn't. And Pat kind of decided to attack her dressed up as a dinosaur.
That's probably not the best idea.
Not the best idea at all. And so Pat ended up leaving around 2:30 in the morning, got back to his place, police were waiting on him, and they ended up seeing this giant dinosaur in his passenger seat and realized, oh, that's Pat. So he ended up getting arrested. Poor Pat. But, you know, I actually read this thing about dinosaurs. Have you ever heard why you can't hear a pterodactyl using the bathroom?
No, I haven't really thought about that.
Because the pee is silent. I thought that was pretty
good. That's pretty good.
I thought that was pretty good.
That's better than normal.
But there's even more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Hello. Now, today we typically don't celebrate Halloween. We might be getting you ready for Halloween on October the 30th of most years, but we typically don't celebrate. But today is a different story. Today we celebrate Halloween across K-Fine Country because, like, they're talking about a lot of rain coming in tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I can tell you that even my wife was disappointed over the weekend when she saw the forecast. What are we going to do about Kai's Halloween? I said, well, how about we just go to the store and we get a ton of candy and throw it on the floor and we eat it?
Right.
It's not the same, though. You got to go experience it and get it from other people and save yourself some money.
And that could be it. Because if you take your kids out trick-or-treating, you really don't have to buy the candy for the house.
My goodness.
That's what it is.
And there's no way we would, like, leave one of us back to hand out candy. No way.
No, you can't do that.
What about, and this is going to happen a lot tonight, there's going to be a lot of people who load up a car, an SUV, a van, a truck, whatever, and go to different neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. Neighborhoods in which they don't live.
Correct.
Yes, that happens all the time. They'll just, like, tread through the neighborhood and slow you down as you're trying to get home.
Uh-huh. We were never smart enough to go to the rich neighborhoods whenever I was a kid. But, you know, we've seen people, you know, who go out and do that.
Right.
Or the people who carry around, you know, like, there's Thanksgiving Day parade floats, and there's all these different floats. Well, now people put together Halloween floats and drive their family and friends through neighborhoods. So now we have traffic congestion in the middle of neighborhoods.
Big old hay bale, people.
It was everywhere last year. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, I was scared to cross the street.
Yeah, I know.
That's funny.
So back when we were younger, David, basically parents would get out with their kids and flashlights and we would just walk.
Everywhere.
And it seems almost vintage. It seems Stranger Things E.T. to think about how we used to do it.
I know.
I can remember being a kid and doing that, though. I was like 6 or 7 and we walked around the entire city of Wiener.
Yeah, but now people drive people around. Hop back in and we'll drive you to the next house.
And it makes it crazy. It really does.
Yeah, because, I mean, you're just worried that some kid's going to get smacked out there.
Yeah.
Watch out for kids. Drive extra slow as you head out tonight. I was going through photos, like some of my favorite Halloween stuff, and I wish I had more of those photos, but like there's the vintage E.T., which is probably my favorite because it's the old school mask that like Kai would totally say he would never wear.
And it would break like as soon as you bought it.
Yeah, because it had just a real thin piece of like, I don't even know what that
string was.
Yeah.
And you'd have to staple it back.
Yeah. Oh.
Those are the worst.
Yeah, but that was what we had back then.
I know.
And then, like, so I think I was E.T., my brother was Zorro. This is at a time where Zorro was kind of cool.
Zorro.
Another year I went, I think I was G.I. Joe. Hmm. Because G.I. Joe was cool. But as opposed to having the military outfit, I don't know if it was just cheaper because maybe we didn't have money when I was a kid and I didn't realize it.
Right.
But it seems like I just wore a G.I. Joe hat and some of that dark stuff under my eyes.
Well, sometimes that's all it takes. The dark stuff under the eyes, that's pretty big.
Or
I
a
like
ghost
that.
With just a sheet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My wife said that her mom used to make a lot of her Halloween costumes.
Mine did too.
I remember going one Halloween, my mom took us to kind of like a trunk or treat thing where I got to get in a fire truck. I can still picture that. But I went as the Ultimate Warrior. Well, actually, I went as the Dingo Warrior. He was the Ultimate Warrior when he got to the WWF, but he was the Dingo Warrior in Dallas Wrestling, right? Huh. But the thing is, if you go out as a wrestler, like, what does a wrestler wear?
No shirt.
He doesn't wear a shirt. I went out on Halloween without a shirt. And my mom tied shoestrings around my arms like the tassels the Ultimate Warrior would wear.
Dude, I love that.
And she did the face paint like the Ultimate Warrior.
Speaking of Ultimate Warrior, did you see our friend Jenny Graham and her outfit this past weekend?
What did
she was
go?
The Ultimate Warrior.
No, she wasn't.
Yes.
Was her Ultimate Warrior better than what you envisioned my Ultimate Warrior
you know
to be?
What? Hers was pretty on point.
I'm going to have to
but,
see.
But I'm sure yours was better.
Dude, basically, I was a shirtless kid with shoestrings tied around my arms.
Will you bring it back, please?
I'll wear that tomorrow.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Celebrating Halloween tonight. Get ready for trick-or-treating tonight based on the weather. Maybe this has happened before, but I don't remember it.
I don't either.
I can't remember that either.
Hey, everybody, let's change Halloween. Like, this is almost like movie quality stuff.
We are changing Halloween forever.
Northeast Arkansas, can't find country. We are now moving Halloween to October the 30th to make it more convenient. I did see some people that were saying that maybe Halloween should move to the Saturday before Halloween. Like, if Halloween's not on a Saturday, then maybe Halloween should always be the Saturday prior.
Or maybe we always celebrate it the Halloween prior. Maybe something like that. We don't actually move the date. We just celebrate it early.
Well, that'd be fine, too.
Yeah, that would help so much with kids.
Yeah. So, anyway, a lot of kids are going to be out trick-or-treating tonight. A heads up on that. One question for you guys. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Yes, sir.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Boy.
Happy birthday to you.
Well, time for birthdays for today, Tuesday, October the 30th of 2018. Local birthdays, local celebrities, here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Anderson Garrett, who celebrates today. Brandon Piercy, happy birthday. Tiffany Redden has a birthday today. Dallas Boyland of Wynn. Christy Simpkins from Jonesboro. Christy Johnson from Jonesboro celebrates. Anne Marie Williams from Wynn. We have Callie Brewer of Mark Tree, 27 years old. Kylie Benham of Alicia turns 8 years old. Margie Malone of Mark Tree is celebrating. Christy Henson from Paragould. Brooklyn Mason is 10 years old today. We have Brandy Chaffee from Lepanto celebrating. Sadie Noblin from Alicia turns 6 years old today. And check this one out. Today, October the 30th, is the birthday of Aaron Brewer, who was born this morning.
Aww, happy birthday.
So happy birthday. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say...
Happy birthday
to all y'all, and you celebrate with these celebrities.
Janelle Parrish is 30 years old today. That's Mona on Pretty Little Liars. Ashley Graham is 31, the Sports Illustrated model. Ivanka Trump is 37 years old today. Matthew Morrison is 40. Will Schuster on Glee. Henry Winkler turning 73 years old today.
Hey. He would do what hand motion?
Anybody? Thumbs up.
Yeah, I thought it was
I think it's more this.
Okay.
We all should do that today for social media, right? Happy days.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle humps. Ready to race to you. These days are all
happy days. Okay, so. He was the Fonz. Do you know what he contributed to pop culture?
I do.
What is it, David?
Jumping the shark.
Yep. The whole idea of something jumping the shark comes from Fonzie on Happy Days.
Because he literally jumped a shark.
And that's when they realized that the series was basically out of ideas. Because he was surfing, he jumped over a shark, and people thought, you know what? This series really has nothing else to tell.
I mean, who hasn't jumped over a shark?
So that's why we jumped the shark.
Yeah. Otis Williams is turning 77 years old today from The Temptations.
Oh, yeah, let's do this.
You say, what can make me feel this way? My girl. Talking about my girl. My girl.
That's a classic right there.
And Grace Slick from Jefferson Airplane / Starship is 79 years old today.
Oh, yeah.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city.
Golly.
We built this city on rock and roll.
Wait, is Grace a female?
Good question.
David, you don't know? You're like Mr. Rock and Roll. You're Mr. Old School Rock and Roll.
Yeah.
Say you don't know me.
It is a female.
All right. Happy birthday. Did you have any idea?
No.
Let's give away a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. Congratulations goes out to Kylie Benham, the winner of a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard and the big 107.9 K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So David made this promise that he had something special for us. So here's what sometimes you think about things and you get these visions in your mind of what you're about to get. I think I know.
What?
I don't know if I'm right. I believe he's brought in bucket fulls of candy. And we're about to have Halloween candy as a group.
Oh, David, is that true?
Maybe next time.
Next time.
Not this time.
You kind of built it up like we were going to be excited about it.
Yeah.
Well, I actually have a very special guest that I want to bring into the room. Is it okay to go ahead and bring him in? Can I go ahead and do that?
You know how I am, though, about people randomly showing up if we're not expecting them.
No. This is great. You're going to love it. I told you earlier you're going to love it, and you are going to love this, okay? It's good. Come on
please
in.
Please don't
come
bring
on.
What?
All right. Are you guys ready? Are you ready?
I guess.
Yeah.
Brandon? Hit my music.
What do you mean? This one?
Hit it.
Not this.
It is now time for Dave and the Barrel Boys Spooktacular Stand-Up Special.
Did he say...
Joe!
Bootacular?
I don't know why he's... Why are you yelling?
I'm not yelling. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. It's my spooktacular stand-up special show. Thank you for stopping by this morning.
People are booing you.
They're not booing. They're booing because it is Halloween.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it.
Boo.
They're trying to scare me as I'm up on stage.
These are nice boos.
Yeah, they're wonderful boos because I have a spooktacular set of jokes. Or you.
It's jokes, Brandon.
Not the jokes. I'll tell you the truth. Anybody who hasn't heard this, let me just prepare you. This is typically one of the worst things you'll ever hear on the radio.
We are sorry in advance.
It's one of the best. best because it's awful. My spooktacular stand-up special show.
Oh my gosh, I don't know about this.
And here we go. So which ghost is the best answer? The boogeyman. Why do ghouls and goblins cook their victims? Oh, wait. When do ghouls and goblins cook their victims? On Friday.
These are always awful.
What's a monster's favorite dessert? Ice cream.
Why are you doing this? Are you expecting us to respond to you or not?
I don't know.
Would you like for me to respond?
If you like.
Okay.
So how do you write a book about Halloween?
Oh, I don't know how.
With a ghostwriter.
Wow.
These are awful jokes, David.
What do the movies Halloween and Shrek have in common?
I don't know, David.
Michael Myers.
I love the fact when you can tell he loses confidence in his own jokes because you can see it.
Oh, these are fantastic, though. Why didn't the skeleton want to go to school?
Why not?
Because his heart wasn't in it.
Aww.
Get me out of here.
What room does a ghost not need?
What
a living room.
Get me out, please.
On top of that, do you know why ghosts are so bad at lying?
No.
Because you can see right through them.
Wouldn't that be a skeleton?
What do ghosts use for their hair? To wash their hair?
I don't know.
What is it? Mickey Mouse?
Shampoo. And on top of that, do you know what a witch uses to keep her hair up?
What?
Scare spray. Do you know what a vampire's favorite fruit is?
What?
A nectarine.
Get me out of here, please.
And do you know what you call a hot dog with nothing inside it?
What?
A Halloweenie.
Oh, gosh.
And wow. That is David the Barrel Boy's spooktacular stand-up special show. Thank you, everybody. You were fantastic. I love all of you. Have a happy and safe Halloween, and I'll see you later.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I feel we should apologize for David's comedy routine.
For his spooktacular show, as he called it.
The spooktacular stand-up special show, Kelly. Get it right.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, it was spectacular.
It was. Thank you.
Actually, in the if you go back and you look at like all the different stand-up routines he's done, and this is how bad the other ones have been, that was probably the best.
The best.
You know what I like the best out of it? The crowd involvement. They were booing me like it was Halloween. It was perfect.
I love it. On the ones where he knows the jokes are like, he can feel the room. And if they're bombing really bad like they did the last time he did it, it's been a minute since he's done jokes.
Yeah.
Is it kind of hot in here?
It makes him nervous. Anyway, tonight we celebrate Halloween. It's October the 30th, but we have a lot of rain in the forecast tomorrow, so... Cities all across K-Fine country have decided that tonight's a night that we're going to go out and we're going to do the trick-or-treating. Because, I mean, how can you have a year where your kids don't get to go trick-or-treating?
I know.
Tell the truth. Was anybody kind of like, yes, it's going to rain on Halloween?
No, I wasn't.
No, me either.
The way you said that is such a lie.
Liar.
Me either. I agree with you. Golly.
There are people out there who are like, oh, yes.
Yeah.
Again, because like nowadays it becomes a traffic jam and people are driving kids door to door and there's cars everywhere and people take their dogs everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's like dogs and horses and floats.
Horses.
And people who don't dress up. All that stuff. The only good thing about Halloween, I guess kids enjoy dressing up. I liked that when I was a kid.
Yeah.
But the fact that we as parents get to find the candy.
That's the best part.
And like, I'm always hopeful that maybe Kai doesn't like a type of candy that I like, but unfortunately, he likes the same stuff I like.
That was my favorite part of growing up when we would sort our candy. So my brother and I would get home and we would dump out our candy bags and we would sort it like,
oh yeah,
into groups of chocolate and then what types of chocolate and then in all these different compartments and then we'd put them in all different Ziploc bags.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. It was very OCD. Now that I think about it.
We were never like that. We would just throw the candy down in the middle of the floor, and then we would look for the ones that we wanted to eat to that like that night. Because my mom would always say, you can't eat all that. You have to go to school tomorrow.
4 pieces of candy.
Right. And then you would wake up, and guess what? The pieces that you thought you were going to have the next day weren't there anymore.
They were gone.
Because there's something about us as parents that when the kid goes to bed and we see that little, either the pumpkin or whatever your bag is or whatever... we decide we need to look.
It calls our name.
And we go over and look, and we think, oh, they're not going to notice one piece of candy. Right?
And then it becomes two and three.
What would you go for? If you were going to steal a piece of candy, Kelly, from one of your kids, Halloween things.
It would be one of those bite-sized chocolate, probably Milky Ways. I like Milky Ways.
Those are good. David, if you were going to steal from some kid who was walking through your neighborhood.
Give me your candy, kid.
You don't have a kid. You don't have a kid, so you can't steal from somebody's actual basket.
I would steal from a child I don't know a Three Musketeers.
There's no nuts there.
I don't like nuts. I'm not a big nuts guy.
See, I would rather go for like a Snickers, I think.
Yeah.
Because there's at least some nuts in there. What about an Almond Joy?
I love those.
Mm-mm. I do too. Most kids don't enjoy it.
I know, because of the coconut or whatever.
For me, I don't know if I was just raised on those or what, but I like those.
There's something that's just funky about those.
You don't like coconut?
No, I don't like the nuts or the coconut.
What about, there's the Almond Joy. Oh, it was Mounds. Mounds.
Almond Joy's got nuts. Mounds don't.
How y'all remember that?
I don't know.
It was brilliant marketing.
But like for me, I would think if I saw a Butterfinger, because like I love Butterfingers, but if you buy the big bar of a Butterfinger, you know you're making a mess. You know as soon as you open the Butterfinger, it's already in 1,000 different pieces and it goes like flakes go everywhere.
And it's going to stick in your teeth.
Yeah, but that's great because you can have some for later and like 30 minutes down the road, you're like, hey, I can.
30 minutes?
Dude, hey, look, I have another candy bar.
Do you like let it ferment overnight? Like you eat it and don't brush your teeth and you wake up and you start digging it out? No, like, oh, there's some Butterfinger for me right
there. That's awful. That's absolutely awful. Anyway, it is Halloween. We hope you guys enjoy the holiday. We hope you get plenty of candy. And put it up on Facebook. I want to know what people's favorite Halloween candy is.
Done.
Like, what are you going for? Mm-hmm. If you can go and steal Halloween candy from one of your kids, what's the go-to? What do you think should be number one?
Chocolate.
But like what?
Snickers.
I think I know. And it's not my pick.
Okay.
But I think I know what it is. Do you know?
I'm going to say Reese's.
That's what I think it is, too.
There you go.
Candy corn. No. Just kidding. I just wanted to say that.
Nobody's going for candy. Nobody wants fruity stuff. I don't think. Nobody wants fruity or chewy. Just give me chocolate.
Give me chocolate.
That's right. We don't want anything else.
Yeah.
Just chocolate.
Yeah.
None of those bottle caps.
Oh, no.
What about dots?
No dots.
Who eats dots?
Nobody wants dots.
I like the dots.
Would you love Tootsie Rolls?
Yep.
Would you like the strawberry?
The flavored ones.
Oh.
The vanilla ones.
You want some Whoppers on top of that?
Maybe.
Holy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We celebrate Halloween tonight because of rain tomorrow. People are trick-or-treating. So we're asking what candy you are going to go to your kid's candy basket, your bucket, whatever the thing is, a plastic pumpkin. What are you taking from their basket when they go to bed tonight? What are you going to steal? And so far on social media, there's a little bit of everything on there.
We've had Laffy Taffy, Reese's, Dots, Kit Kat, Sour Patch Kids.
Nobody said Butterfinger yet?
Not yet.
All right, here's what I need. If nobody likes them but me, I need everybody to bring me your Butterfingers.
Oh.
I'll put a bucket outside of the radio station tomorrow, and on your way to school or work, you can drop off your Butterfingers
here. Perfect.
That is so weird. It's your Butterfinger drop-off.
I'll be set to go, man, if people do that. Let's go to the phones. Hey, good morning, K-Fine. Who's this?
This is Dawn.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing good, Brandon. I was calling because Smarties is the one I would go to. I mean, that was the one thing that I pulled out of my kids' candy.
Those are good.
And there's something about those where, like, you eat one little package of those and you want to eat the rest.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Exactly. And your little titty in on the radio, it was amazing. I have a 15-year-old that I was taking to school. She laughed the entire time you were on there.
Oh, David.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, we appreciate the call this morning, and we hope you guys have a great Halloween.
You too.
Halloween in K-Fine Country, October the 30th, but still, we're going to celebrate. It's all about putting on the costumes and eating the candy tonight. Yeah. Sounds good, right?
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Check this out. Here's some scary Halloween music.
I think that's the best.
I think so, too. Now, David has found this Halloween music list he was sharing with me. And he's like, oh, man, one of my favorite Halloween songs. You know, David always has one of those obscure things.
Yes.
He has a song I've never heard.
It's from my favorite Halloween movie, and yes, it was voted upon yesterday on both Twitter and Instagram. David on KFIN, this is officially a Halloween movie, not a Christmas movie. The Nightmare Before Christmas. And they have a song that is called This is Halloween.
And he has it for us, and I told him we'd give him a second to play it.
Okay.
Because he's saying this is his favorite Halloween song.
Brandon, hit my music.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween.
This town we call home, everyone hail to the pumpkin song.
In this town, don't we love it now? Everybody's waiting for the next surprise.
Round that corner man, hiding in the trash can, something's waiting at a punch.
I've never seen this movie, so it doesn't make any sense to me.
It's a really good movie.
Is
really
it?
Good movie. Came out like 93. Tim Burton directed it, so you know it's a little bit off, but it's good. It's really, really good.
Thank you, David. That's fantastic. I'm glad I got to hear that song this morning. My life has been missing that. What about this one?
He did the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
The classic.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
That's in a Billboard list, the top three Halloween songs. Another one, though, we talked about this on the show yesterday, like talking about another movie that could be Halloween related, but it's kind of not. But some people think this is a Halloween song right here.
Oh, yeah.
What?
There's nothing to do with Halloween in the movie, though, is there?
I don't think so. But there's ghosts.
So that means this is a Halloween song?
Is this really a Halloween movie?
I guess it kind of makes you think of Halloween, though.
Yeah.
Like kids walking through the neighborhood and stuff.
Well, in Stranger Things, they were dressed up as the Ghostbusters.
Were they?
They were.
Austin Lane dresses up like that all the time.
There's something strange in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
It's infectious.
But there's something weird, and it don't look good.
Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
That is good, though, right? The number one Halloween song of all time, though, has been labeled as this one. I bet I watch this video a couple of times a year.
Oh, yeah.
I'll see it on YouTube, and I'm like, God, watch this. Especially the making of Thriller.
Yeah, that is good.
Where they show the behind-the-scenes stuff. Celebrating Halloween today, everybody.
There's no escaping the jaws of the alien inside.
Trick or treat tonight.
Is this at the end of your life?
Oh! That rain's messing up.
About to get you. As demons closer in on every side.
We're all smiling, by the way. We're all bouncing, and you can see it. The number one Halloween song.
I'll save you from the terror on the screen. I'll make you see that this is real. Cause I can feel you more than any good mood out there. Try.
Happy Halloween, everybody, from all of us here at KFIN.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Again, if you're just now turning on the radio, tonight is a night where a lot of cities are doing trick-or-treating. So the whole deal is rain tomorrow, quite a bit of rain. More than likely, if we waited to do trick-or-treating tomorrow night, we'd be rained out. Yeah. So for the benefit of the kids, tonight we get to trick-or-treat.
That's right. And in honor of Halloween being tonight, I have found yet another list of some great Halloween songs.
I thought we did that.
Yeah, we already did that. We did the Monster Mash and we did Thriller.
No. This is a brand new list of some great music that you'll love to hear.
All right. So who put out the list? Which publication?
It was me.
Here we go.
No, we don't need a David the Barrel Boy list of Halloween songs.
Sure you do. Everybody
you already
needs
played
it.
That other one from the Christmas movie.
And we've already had his spooktacular joke telling, whatever that was.
That was not a Christmas movie.
Kelly, have you had enough of David today?
A little bit.
We're tapping out. I'm tapping!
But no, you have to listen to these songs because, Brandon, you'll love them. We start off with a great one. It's fun and upbeat. It's from Bow Wow Wow, not the rapper. This one's called I Want Candy.
I know this one.
Yeah.
I want candy.
Make it a Halloween song?
I don't know. And I'm not sure if candy is like candy or if that's a person.
Oh.
Is it a person or is it like, I don't think it's, because that's an adult.
Yeah.
Like, is that really an adult going, oh, I don't know.
I mean, sometimes I say I want candy, but.
As a child, I always heard it as I want candy to eat.
Right. Okay.
Oh.
Anyway, the next one I have on my list is another good one from one of your favorite movies of all time. Willy Wonka sings The Candyman.
Oh.
Who can take a sunrise?
This is a good one.
Yeah, I told you. Great Halloween song.
It's not a Halloween song.
Cover it in chocolate and a miracle or two. The Candyman.
Oh.
The Candyman can.
You know what?
The Candyman can, cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
Oh, I love that movie. That is a classic.
Although, I don't think that's a Halloween song.
No, because there's nothing about Halloween.
No, it's a Halloween movie.
No, it's not a Halloween movie.
Just totally because it has candy in it.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. Movie. Just because there's candy involved doesn't mean it's Halloween.
There's even like monsters in that thing.
In that one scene, the river scene.
Yeah.
So or are you scared of the Oompa Loompas?
Both.
Okay.
That's a Halloween movie.
All right. So, it's Halloween. Happy Halloween, everybody. We appreciate that.
No. We still have some more music to go through.
No,
we have one by Mandy Moore. It's called Candy.
It's a Halloween song.
Yeah. It's a Halloween song.
It's not a Halloween song.
It's called Candy.
You realize it's a relationship song, right?
Okay, it's loosely a Halloween song.
Happy Halloween, everybody, from Mandy Moore.
Oh, my goodness.
It's my favorite.
The next one is actually a straight-up song about a specific type of candy.
What is it?
This one's called Tootsie Roll.
No.
David.
Turn it up.
I'm done. I'm done. You're done.
No. The next one I have is also about candy. Laffy Taffy.
David, we can't play this.
Sure
is this bad?
Yes.
No, it's not bad at all.
Is it?
See?
I mean, he's saying Laffy Taffy. But...
is it not about that? What is your Laffy Taffy?
David.
You just get it for Halloween. You're shaking in the air. I'm happy. I've got Laffy Taffy. You're shaking that Laffy Taffy.
I don't know if that's it either.
But my favorite one was one of my classics back in the day. I used to listen to this one on the trampoline throughout the year. One of my favorite Halloween songs ever. From 50 Cent. It's called Candy Shop.
No.
No, hit play. Hit my music. Hit it.
Up a switch, you can play with the stick.
No. I'll explain, baby, the best way. This is not good.
It's a great one.
No, David. Candy Shop. I let you lick the lot. Okay.
What? He's singing about Halloween.
David.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on Selena Gomez. So for a while now, Selena has had the honor of being the most followed person on Instagram. And so when I'm saying, if we're going to talk numbers, we're talking 144 million followers.
Whew. That's crazy.
144 million followers.
Wow.
But here's the thing. Somebody has just kicked her out of that title. Soccer player Christy... I never can say this right.
Yamaguchi.
No. Cristiano Ronaldo is now the most followed on Instagram. And so it's like a 17,000 people difference or follower difference.
Sure.
But she's taking a break from social media. Of course, she's in. She's kind of recovering from some different things she's gone through the past few months. And she says that none of this matters. She doesn't care how many followers she has. She could have none tomorrow. It makes no difference. It's just a number. And people are so insanely obsessed with numbers.
I do not believe that for a second. Because that's a big source of income if you think about it. I don't know. I don't think I buy that explanation from her.
All right. Do you follow Selena Gomez?
I do.
Do you follow Selena Gomez?
Guess who I do not follow?
Weirdo. Who do you not follow?
Cristiano Ronaldo.
You should follow him. So, let's go back one more time.
Are you following Selena?
No, I don't. 144 Liar. Million. I really don't. Kim Kardashian. I just want to see the difference. You think it's a big difference if it's 144 to...
No, I don't think it's a big difference.
What does she have?
120. It's 24 million
really?
More.
That's not that big.
Wow.
It's only 24 Jeez. Million more.
That's insane.
Hey, got you gossip on a new romance that is kind of, I guess, become the talk of the set at Dancing with the Stars. It looks like Alexis Wren, who, you know, was a video game girl. She was one of the mm-hmm. commercial spokespeople for a video game at one point. And she's also now on Dancing with the Stars. She's confirming that she started to have feelings for her dancing professional.
Oh, man.
Chemistry.
Dude, I'm telling you, there's something about this show that when you go on it, you instantly start, like, dating the person you're paired with.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you're not attracted to him at the beginning, I think something happens.
Dude, because they're with each other all the time.
Yeah, but I think the odds are better than The Bachelor or The Bachelorette.
I think you're right.
Probably like, if you're right. looking for love, go to Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah. Well, there is no love here between Cardi B and Nicki Minaj because their feud ain't even close to being over. In fact, I think it kind of went to a new level. Cardi got on Instagram and just blew up Nicki Minaj, calling her a liar, that she wasn't the one who actually attacked. Mm. It was Nicki who was doing all that stuff. And she even said she may sue Nicki for defamation after Nicki was claiming Cardi is paying radio stations to play her music.
That's not happening.
Yeah, I don't know about all that stuff.
You play the hits, man.
That's exactly what it is. And Cardi B came out and rapped by saying, "You know where to find me."
I say on pay-per-view at WrestleMania.
It's a challenge. Yes.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Or in the octagon.
Yeah,
that'd UFC be awesome. Style.
And of course, every morning on K-Fine, we gotcha gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I was reminded of this Halloween prank that's awesome. I don't know how many people give out candy apples for Halloween.
It's just mean.
But one of the pranks is to basically replace the apple with an onion. So when somebody bites into it, they see the caramel and the nuts. It's like they think it's going to be an apple, but it's an onion.
That's terrible.
Oh, my gosh.
I want to do it.
That sounds even worse.
I remember when we had a friend who was a donut guy, and he came in here, and he had this new donut, this new cherry filling he wanted somebody to sample. And he gave them the big bite of the donut. It's like the filled donut, right? Uh-huh. And you could see a little bit of the cherry on the outside. And when, I can't remember which employee got to eat it, but they bit into it, and it was not cherry. It was ketchup.
Oh, man.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
So donut, glaze, ketchup.
Yes.
That's terrible. Woo,
isn't that awful? Happy Halloween.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So you take three women who sing country music, put them together and make a super group, right?
Yeah.
Imagine you take, I don't know, Miranda Lambert, Ashley Monroe, Angelina Presley. You put them together and you have the Pistol Annies. The Pistol Annies are back and they have a new song that is out. And it's called Got My Name Changed Back. And this is all about Miranda going through the deal where she has the divorce and changes her name back. All right? Check this out.
It takes a judge to get married. It takes a judge to get divorced. Well, the last couple of years, spent a lot of time in court. Got my name changed back.
There you go. That's the new song from the Pistol Annies. It's a cute video, though, and you can actually check it out right now on the BBITM blog at kfine.com. That's kfine.com.
You know, it's been a pretty busy couple of weeks for Kelsea Ballerini. She has a massive new hit with the Chainsmokers. It's called This Feeling. Love this song.
They tell me think with my head, not that thing in my chest. They got their hands at my neck this time.
I like it, too.
She's on tour right now with Keith Urban. They'll be in Little Rock on Thursday night, Verizon Arena. We have tickets you can win. She's going on tour with Kelly Clarkson early next year.
Yep.
And then, after all of that, she is launching her own tour with Brett Young. And that starts in Salisbury, Maryland.
Oh, I'm going to that one. I got tickets for that one.
Oh, without a doubt. The home of the Salisbury steak.
Hey, now.
April the 11th, and then it goes all the way through May. 14 dates in total over 2 months. Knoxville's about the closest. It'll be around here. But if you want to go, tickets go on sale this Friday, November the 2nd.
Sweet.
Well, country women are killing it right now. Maren Morris gave us a preview of a song that's going to be on her upcoming second album. And it's a video of Maren playing an acoustic version of a new song titled To Hell and Back. This is what it sounds like.
You didn't say it. You didn't think I needed saving. You didn't change. You didn't think I needed changing. My wings are frayed and what's left of my halo is black. But lucky for me, your kind of heaven has been to hell and back. To hell and back.
See the full video. The full video. Head to the BBITM blog on kfine.com, kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Don't forget, trick or treating happens tonight across many cities across KFine country. Rain tomorrow means trick or treat tonight.
Yeah.
David, what's on TV tonight?
Well, Brandon, on TV tonight, we have The Voice. 7 o'clock on NBC, part 2 of the knockout rounds begins tonight. You also have The Flash, The Gifted, The Conners, NCIS, all on at 7. This Is Us on TV tonight. Black Lightning, FBI, Lethal Weapon on at 8 o'clock. And then The Rookie, New Amsterdam, Mayans, MC, and NCIS New Orleans on at 9. And on late night tonight, on Jimmy Kimmel, Willie Nelson.
Over. How about that?
Yeah. On the road again.
Hope you guys have a happy Halloween, kind of. And we'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on KFine.